Oh, it's great.
The ghost of Christmas yet to come stood among the graves and pointed down to one stone. Scrooge advanced towards it trembling. The phantom was exactly as it had been, but he dreaded that he saw a new meaning in its solemn shape. "Before I draw nearer to that stone to which you point," said Scrooge, "answer me one question. Are these the shadows of the things that will be, or are they the shadows of things that may be only?" Still the ghost pointed downward to the grave by which it stood. "Men's courses will foreshadow certain ends to which, if preserved in, they must lead," said Scrooge. "But if the courses be departed from, the ends will change. Say it is thus with what you want to show me." The spirit was immovable as ever. Scrooge crept towards it, trembling as he went, and following the finger, read upon the stone of the neglected grave his own name, Ebenezer Scrooge. "Am I that man who lay upon the bed?" he cried upon his knees. The finger pointed from the grave to him and back again. "No, spirit, oh no, no. I will honor Christmas in my heart. I will try to keep it all year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. Spirits of all three shall strive within me. I will not shut out the lessons that they teach. Oh, tell me I may sponge away the writing on this stone." Yes. And the bedpost was his own, the bed was his own, the room was his own, best and happiest of all, the time before him was his own to make amends in. "I will live in the past, the present, and the future," Scrooge repeated as he scrambled out of bed. "The spirits of all three shall strive within me. Oh, Jacob Marley, heaven and Christmas time be praised for this. I say it on my knees, old Jacob, on my knees." Running to the window, he opened it, put out his head. No fog, no mist, clear, bright, jovial, stirring cold. Cold piping for the blood to dance to. Golden sunlight, heavenly sky, sweet fresh air, merry bells. Oh, glorious, glorious. "'Tis Christmas Day," said Scrooge to himself. "I haven't missed it." The spirits have done it all in one night. They can do it anything they like. Anything they like, of course they can. Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all, and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in that good old world. He had no further contact with spirits, but lived upon the total abstinence principle ever afterwards. And it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that truly be said of us and all of us. And so, tiny as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.